7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Okay, a little breezy. Hopefully we can avoid the wind. Once we get in the cover of the trees. I need a windbreak. But let's get this going. The current time is 19:30 UTC. And that does, of course, mean it's time to check for baby owls. And I should also say, welcome to the Dubious Ghost Committee. My name's Tobe, and it is owl checking day. So we've got to come down to the creek and get under the canopy right away. Get into the trees. Okay. I'm now under the trees. I'm looking around. Man, it's practically dark under here. There's so much shade. Alright, and there's so many leaves. It is really getting difficult to see anything around here. I don't hear any angry birds. Although, there might be something going on way upstream. We do have some golfers on the golf course, so let's see if we can get down into the creek today. Wow, it's really overgrown. You can barely get through here anymore. All right, let's get down. Let's get down here and see what's going on. Ooh, this is more difficult than it ever has been. Okay, I'm down. All right, so the first thing we do is we look up, look for owls. Any owls hanging around? Well, I don't immediately see any on the lower branch. What was that sound? There was a big sound over there. What was that? What was that sound? Okay, hold on. What the hell was that? Well, nobody knows. Alright, so let's go over to the creek. Look into the creek. See if there's any golf balls. Oh my god, there's a whole bunch. On the other side. Oh my god. Oh my god. Ermagerd. Okay. Oh, 1, 2, 3 yellows. 4 whites. 1 red. 1 green. Obviously, all I want is the red and the green. But it looks sketchy down there. Should we go down into the creek bed or not? Well, I've got crappy shoes on. I've got crappy socks on. We gotta see what is happening. But first, I need a web stick. And, oh, there's no good sticks laying around. Oh, this one will work. Okay. Those golf balls are in a precarious place. Basically, what we're looking at here is more webs in my face. That orange golf ball is still in the roots of the tree across the creek here. All right, how soft is it down here? Well, not too bad right here. Oh, we got marmot prints. We got squirrel prints. We got dudes in the mud. All right. Oh, problem. Yep. Okay. Turning around to get out. The mud is too soft here. We got to cross really bad mud to get to that green and red and those yellow golf balls. I'm gonna leave them. and I'm gonna climb back up out of here, because fighting the mud today would be very bad. I am fragile today. Now I can't get back up because my foot is covered in mud. Oh, that was a bad move. That was not smart, because that just set me off. Great. Yeah, I'm still a little fragile from yesterday. Wow, just doing all that stuff just about wiped me out. What is that weird sound I keep hearing? Maybe it's just, is it a little woodpecker up there? I don't know. Okay. I am gonna just sort of walk upstream here. Maybe there'll be some golf balls on this side of the creek. It happens sometimes. Oh boy, now I've worn myself out. I've made myself too hot. And it's a fairly cool day. I mean, it's about 23 or 24 degrees. And the temperature is, of course, rising, but at least for right now. At least for right now. Who keeps making that noise over there? I do not see any dudes. It must just be birds in the leaves. Birds in the leaves doing wacky stuff. I gotta take it kind of easy today, because I have to go out tonight and I have to go check out a space. Oh. Yeah, this coming up Friday, I've got to play a week ago from yesterday. And I don't know what I'm going to do yet in this space, but I have to go check it out to see what they got, to see what I can do, and etc., etc. So, yeah, tonight at 7 o'clock, I have to go check this place out. And I'm only now realizing that, oh my God, I hope they have a PA, because I do not want to bring my PA. I'm almost positive that they do. And gotta see what else I can take. What are we gonna do? I don't know. I'm wondering, should I take some lights? Is there gonna be an opportunity for me to bust out some lighting system? Get some lights going in there. Alright, I'm moving up to this log that used to have the coral mushrooms on it last year. Kinda hoping for some coral mushrooms this year. But nothing as of yet. This is about the time of year that they pop out. I'm actually thinking that maybe it's been too wet for corals. I'm looking underneath the log. I cannot see anything. Huh. And I keep thinking I'm hearing an angry bird up here, which might mean we have owls up here. Oh, who's that? Yep. Flap, flap, flap. And all the birds are now going crazy. We got a big owl. I could barely see it through the trees. I kind of think it was the mommy. The owl that we're assuming is the mother. Now, can I get under here? Yeah. There's a lot of crap on the bank from all the rain. She's up there somewhere, but I can't see her. There's too many leaves in the way. And all the birds are attacking her. I can see the little birds flying in. Hey, quit hassling. Oh, there's the other one. It was right above me. He flew over there too. Oh my God, we got two owls. There they go. Oh, they're flying over into the golf course tree. This guy was right above me. He must have been right up in this tree. So, I think we just had both of our owls. Well then. Oh, that made it all worthwhile. A double owl sighting. But where are the babies? Scrack, scrack. There's a bunch of angry birds. Alright, well, I'm happy. Oh, and here's a barred owl feather right here at my feet. Good sized one. Yeah, they're always hanging around right around here, these owls. I wonder if one of these big old trees is the nesting tree. It's gotta be. Alright, I got bugs in my face. Oh, I got sun on my head. That's not good. Get back into the shade, Tobe. Alright. So I think I'm going to head back the way I came here. Oh, I probably should water my grass today. My prairie grass. Bringing the prairie back to my yard. Oh, man. And I gotta be smart when I eat today. I gotta stage my food just right so that I can be mobile at the right time. Have plenty of energy to go to the place, check it out. I wonder if they've got a projector. I wonder if they can do video. I'm getting closer and closer to buying a video synthesizer. Oh, I shouldn't do it, but maybe. I don't want to spend my own money. So I'm thinking I need to get a grant from the Arts Council. Get a video synth. Do a big show. Oh. And the space that I'm checking out tonight, how big is it exactly? Is there a stage? Can we use it for dance performances? I don't know. That's the other thing I need to do. I need to find a big space for doing bigger shows. Alright. Well, we saw some owls. We didn't find any baby owls. So I'm going to climb on out of here. I wonder if I should take my oil projector. That might be cool. We could throw that up there. We could do all kinds of fun lighting tricks. What else do I want to take? Well, I should probably get some stuff ready just in case. Ugh. All right, I'm climbing out of here. I'm climbing out of here, and I can't think of anything else to do except synth. Okay, stop. I'm sitting in front of the modular, obviously, and we've got weird stuff going on, but now I'm checking my gain staging. Things are strange, aren't they? Lovely. Okay, so I did some work on this last night. Let me grab a flashlight here. Start this up. Awesome. So I've got a few things light controlled. Filter cutoff on Florian. And the first oscillator's subharmonics. Then we got the weird metallic bell. The speed of which is light controlled. Then of course we've got this. We got the weird baby talk. Flashlights. And for some reason I have the pitch of that wacky metallic bell going through the sequential switch, switching between nothing and then something. Should I undo that? Should I just leave it there because it's there and that's fine? What else we could do? I've got one of the clock dividers LFO'd for some reason. Maybe I will undo that. Maybe, what can we use that for? I don't know. Do we need any weird gates? Where do we need weird gates? Well, there is one thing we could try. Let's take this, and we'll plug it into this. Most interesting. It's crazy. Okay, hold on. Let's try to isolate this. What the hell is that? I kinda like it. Okay, let's mess with the sound. That's really interesting. Thank you.
overclocking. Let's see, let's go. Weird. Get into some drum sounds here. That's fun. I kind of like this, but the funny thing is I can't, it's not funny, nothing's funny about it. I can't isolate it any more than that. This is where I need an optical switch. I need to make I know what I need to make, and I've made something similar, but how do I make it work? God, this sounds awesome. Wow, I just love this already. What to do? Now I don't know what to do. It seems to me like I should leave this in. But it does add a busyness, doesn't it? My God, it's a beautiful sound though. I need to use my brains. How can I incorporate this in a non-constant manner? What about the CV input? If the CV input for that particular sound could be assigned to amplitude. I'm gonna flip through the manual here. Yes, it can be assigned. Volume can be assigned. Okay, yep, we're gonna have to do that. If you turn the encoder past the first circle, you can also assign the CV to the voice's pan or volume level. Okay, I want to do that. I'll have to read up on this. This is complicated. This is some kind of deep menu dive. Gotta flip a switch. Gotta push a button. Then I press the button again. And then I have to... Jesus, I don't understand it at all. But that's fine. But I'll figure it out. Because I definitely want to keep this now. This is crazy. Okay, I have to admit that I'm having a lot of fun now. But yeah, I'm gonna have to read some manual stuff. And then we can put, then we can put the new sound on a solar panel via CV. That'll be convenient. That way it won't affect any of the other sounds, because I got, what the hell's going into here? What do I have going into, the right side of my drum module, which is doing the speech and that one crashy sound, that's going into VCA that's being opened up by PVCV, photovoltaic control voltage. Now the new sound is on the left side, and I've got that panned all the way over. And it's just coming out straight into the board. Which is why we have the bell constantly going tink, tink, tink. And so, yeah, we can't VCA the left side. So I will use the CV to control the volume of that one particular sound. And we'll be good. I think. It might work, it might not. Find out on an upcoming episode of The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me.
For me.
The end of the line, yes.
Yes.
The